tonight, I've asked my friend Gene to come up here and tell us all about step two.
I woke up this morning and the devil was at the door. Is everybody awake?
Okay. I am an alcoholic and my name is Gene. And it's an honor to be up here speaking in front of you gentlemen, many of whom I know and many of whom are actually a great part of my own recovery. Too many to mention. I mean, just about every day I consider myself the most fortunate man on the planet because I stay away from one drink, one drug for one day, and I can remember and recall words from fellows I met in the old Hyannis meeting and at the Orleans Men's Big Book, which is my home group. And, they helped me get through the day. You know, Lucky and Dale and Bobby and Erlen over here, and of course Donnie, and too many Dennis, too many to mention. You know, it's really phenomenal. This probably the second step was, in my experience, was the hardest step for me to consider, because I was bitterly antagonistic towards organized religion. I had no use for God, and even though I read and reread and read again and reread and talked to my sponsor and talked to guys about this stuff, I couldn't get past the word God. I mean, I was that closed-minded. You know, even reading The Spiritual Experience, even reading that quote by Herbert Spencer, it couldn't get through to me. I couldn't go there. You know, and I had no idea why. But with the help of my sponsor, who I was calling on a daily basis, and going to meetings like this in Fairhaven, and some of the best days of my life were riding with Erlen and Lucky and Dale down to Fairhaven and listening to these guys talk about their experiences. And whoo, you know, I knew I was in the right place. I wasn't on their plane, though. But my experience with the whole God thing was, it was right out the window. You know, I considered myself this enlightened philosopher, who had, I had an idea that, I needed you to love me so I could use you up and kill you. That was, the way I lived my life. I didn't know that then, but basically that was my philosophy. I was ignorant. But by continuing to talk to my sponsor, by continuing to talk to fellows who were patient enough and kind enough to share their experience, the truth of their experience with me, on a level that I had never been acquainted with, little bits of truth started to seep through to me. And, I was basically, it was breaking down my resistance to the second step. I had it in my head that I had to come to believe in God. I mean, that's the way I read the step. It didn't say came to believe in a power greater than myself, but it says it here. It didn't say came to believe in creative intelligence. It says came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And I read it, came to believe in God. Left out the insanity part because you people were nuts. Well, I could see why you might need that, but I was all set with that. So I struggled with it mightily. My sponsor would call him and I said, well, when are we going to get on to the third step? Because, of course, I wanted to do the writing. And he said, well, you know, where are you at with your second step? And he had me reading the three pertinent ideas. And I'd call him on the phone. He'd ask me, oh, what are those three pertinent ideas? I'd have the book open and I couldn't tell him what it was. That's the truth. I was had blocked off. And I would tell him, look, I'm trying. He would say, do or do not. There is no try. Yoda. So, you know, he was trying to move me along, but, you know, but he knew I was still in a place that was so full of arrogance that, you know, I didn't have the right grip on where I needed to be to be in the second step. And, I mean, it seemed like years I was there. It was a month. You know what I mean? But I mean, it seemed like it was torture. It was torture. It was like Rocky fighting Rocky. It was me fighting me. You know, because that's what this was. It was a struggle with myself. You know, did I want to recover? Did I want to seek out this solution that these gentlemen were talking to me about that they had accepted into their lives and it had worked for them? Especially in relation to the drink question. Because as my friend Bobby would say, it's about alcohol, but it's not about alcohol. But it's about alcohol. I love that one. But finally, my sponsor, I think he was a little bit frustrated. And he just asked me, he said, okay, let's, you and me are not going to solve this problem. This is a problem between you and you. And why don't you look at the truth of your experience with God? You know, just see, you know, where you use God or, you know, things like that. And I had to admit, much to my chagrin, that, you know, there were times in my life when, you know, things were going bad and I'd say, oh, God, get me out of this one. And then if I got out of it, I'd take all the credit myself. And if I didn't get out of it, I'd blame God. That's not much of a relationship, you know? But it was, I mean, again, there were people that were encouraging me on a level that, you know, I mean, I'd never experienced. So Lucky finally just said to me, hey, just play the game. Play the game, you know? It works. Just play the game. So I took that experience, the truth of my experience, realized for the first time in my life that, okay, this is the truth. The truth is I have no experience with a power which is greater than myself. And that's the bottom line. Now, to move forward in the solution, I needed to be willing to seek out a connection with a power greater than myself. I didn't have to have one. I just had to be willing to seek. As it says in the third pertinent idea, that God could and would if he were sought. I still hated the God word. But, okay, I could relax for a minute. This is about seeking out a connection with a power greater than myself. It's not about, you know, dancing on clouds with bearded white guys. You know what I'm saying? It's about seeking out the powers of good that lie outside my synthetic knowledge. I had no experience with that. And this was going to show me a path that might work for me. Might not. But it might. And considering that I was alcoholic, when I put alcohol into my system, I'm predisposed to continue to drink, and there's not a blessed thing I can ever do about that. That's the disease. I needed to work on the problem. I was desperate enough and cognizant enough that left to my own devices, I had no reasonable expectation I could stay away from that first drink. None. So they were offering me a solution. If I had to knuckle down and just say, all right, I'll do this. I'll seek. And that's my experience with the second step. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, the basket's going around.